The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 35. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. This week, we have a very special guest on the podcast, Theodore Hamby, and he'll be joining us in a few moments. But before that, you know, we got to pay some bills around here. So I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for the store, and I want you to click on that tab, and when you do, you're going to see mugs, t-shirts, cell phone cases, laptop cases, all the cool stuff with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and also other libertarian-esque and anarchist-type symbology. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, wait around for about 10 to 15 seconds on the main page, and you're going to get hit with a prompt to sign up for a newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because you ain't going to get spam from me. I still haven't sent out a newsletter, and I've had that thing up for a year and a half now. But what you will get right then and there is a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com and check it out. One note before we jump into this interview that I have with Theodore Hamby. There was a lot of technical issues going into this, trying to get it all sorted. He comes across great. His audio is great. Mine, on the other hand, it sounds like I'm in a paper cup for some reason. So I do apologize for the sound quality of this interview. But without further delay, here's the interview with Theodore Hamby.
Well, I'm here with Theo Hamby, who is vice chair of the Effingham County Libertarian Party out here in Georgia. Theo and I have known each other for, what would you say, 2, 3, 4 months now?
Yeah, it's about right. We met, but the party was formed in August of 2021, and you came to, I believe, the first meeting in about September. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a while. It feels like a while. I mean, we've accomplished a lot in our short term. So, I mean, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, 6-7 months. So, yeah.
So, we got Theo on this week, and we were trying to get a guest on last week, but I got Theo on this week to enlighten everybody, myself too included, about more what's going on in Guyton and Effingham County as a whole. There's been a lot of shady stuff we see online, and hopefully Theo can shed some light on that. But before we jump into that, I'm going to have him introduce himself, because I'm horrible at introducing people, and he's going to hopefully tell us more about himself. So take it away, Theo.
So my name is Theodore Hamby. I'm a graduate from the University of Georgia. Go Dogs, you know, we just won a national championship. I majored in political science. I worked on numerous campaigns. I was the youngest field organizer for the Georgia GOP. You can boo now. I was a campaign manager for a congressional seat. We lost. No credit to my own. Then, you know, I was frustrated with how the Republicans were always about, you know, being fiscal conservative and focused on the national debt. And when they got into office, they really didn't do anything about it. And, you know, that's what really drove me into being a libertarian, because, you know, they really are the party of principle. And, you know, that's what really started my journey in being a libertarian. And then I decided to do something about it after I graduated. I moved back to Effingham County and started the Libertarian Party of Effingham County with the help of Joseph Pilot and everything and all those people that were involved. And that's where I am today. And now I'm doing this podcast with Leo Sowers, and I'm glad to be on it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. And guys, you all have no idea. This took about 40 minutes to get going because I've never had a guest on before. Hopefully the next time won't take as long. It was a mess.
It was a treat. Thank you.
A treat, torture, whichever you want to call it. But we'll definitely get rolling with some of the questions here. So you ran for, remind me, it was city council.
It was city council, and then some shady stuff happened behind the scenes. You know, I had a hearing because I said I wasn't a resident for a year, which I was. But you know how, you know, local politics is some of the dirtiest politics, I mean, in the nation. I mean, you think of D.C. as being the dirtiest, but I mean, it's really local politics. You step in local politics, I mean, there's a lot. People know each other. No, they know each other more than they do in Washington. And I mean, it's a backstabbing kind of thing. And I didn't expect it. And then once I got my foot in the door, I stepped in that arena. You know, I didn't know what I was expecting, but now I do. So if I decide to run again, you know, I definitely know what to expect now. But yeah, so they threw me off the ballot because the decision was made before I even got to the hearing. But you know, but yeah, so I wasn't on the ballot even though I paid the fees and stuff like that. But you know, life goes on.
I didn't even know it went that far. Like they made a hearing and they decided before you went to the hearing. That's not how hearings work.
it's America, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's all about who you know. It's all about who you know.
Ain't that the truth? I tell you. Yeah. And it was surprising to see that because I had just moved to Effingham County. I just moved to Guyton. And, you know, I was in the political group there, or not the political group, but the community Facebook page. And I saw your post, and that's how I think we got linked up pretty much, as I saw your post. I saw a post from the Libertarian Party, and then I was like, oh, I need to talk to these guys. Mm. And but yeah, hearing more of that story, like, because I think the first time we met, you told me that story, like, yeah, this is, you know, they threw me off the ballot. Like, what the heck is going on? And it just, like you said, it's the dirtiest stuff. The corruption in politics, it's everywhere. It's ingrained in the nature, right? That's the nature of politics. But aside from how dirty they were, I guess we'll just ask, because you didn't even really get much of a chance to say, what were you running for? Did you want to see change in? What were you running against? Things like that. Like, what in Guyton, Effingham County, do the people want to see change? Do you want to see change? Et cetera.
What I launched my campaign on was really honesty and transparency. And that was really the basic foundation of my campaign. And then they started hammering down these, surveillance cameras in front of schools. They were, tag readers pushed by this company out in Tennessee, Blue Line Solutions. And that was pretty much what really got my campaign going. I was the first candidate, probably in Effingham County, that really pushed that issue. And a lot of people really started focusing on my campaign, be like, you know, I really like this guy, what he's doing, because nobody really spoke out against it. Because the sheriff's office was pushing it, like, oh, you should really do this. You know, it's for the safety of the kids. If it's for the safety, you know, let's give up liberty to be safe. Yeah. It's like, no, let's not give up liberty to be safe. Otherwise, you're just, how much liberty do you want to give up to be safe, you know? So, and that was, that issue right there is really what kind of drove people to my campaign. And I think that's what scared them a little bit, you know, because the guy that I was running against, they're so entrenched in Guyton. They have family members they have like 50 siblings. And rumor has it that, come election day, they will have mail-in ballots and they'll just go around and have their family sign it. And they'll just send it to the ballot box. So that's how they win. That's how the guy's been in office for like, what, 12 years. So it's hard to beat them. But I think they feared that I could have beat them. And that's why they had their decision made before I even got a chance to make my case. And the surveillance cameras in front of the schools are completely unconstitutional. And that's where I gained my traction. And
so, okay, yeah. So you're talking about the cameras, and I want to say I've talked about cameras to myself, like way long ago, surveillance cameras, and for the speeding, and I mean, that's like I said, that's kind of where we met, pseudo met, was in that Guyton Facebook group, and I remember people were losing their minds over the cameras. People were so you know, we're in a very, how do I want to say this, back the blue area, and anything somebody says with a badge seems to go.
Yeah, it's like regardless. how far do you want to go to feel safe? That's the question. It's like, okay, you're fine with it taking a picture of your tag. Are you fine with it having a camera in front of your house to feel safe? Then it's like kind of invading your privacy a little bit.
Right.
Are you fine with it, like, reading the government reading your texts? Are you fine with it, like, surveilling your phone calls? Well, I'm not doing anything terroristic. No, I'm cool with them, but most Americans are not. So how far are you with it, like, to feel safe? That's the answer.
Well, you know, what I ran into when I was getting, you know, giving some people some pushback in that group was like, oh, it's going to make the school zone safer. And I'm like, well, hold on. Have you been through a school zone when, you know, it's crowded and there's kids about? You can't do more than 5 miles an hour. It's so crowded. So what is the point? You know, there's honestly not even a point. You're backed up by at one of the high schools here for half a mile before you can even get past it. You know, they're like, oh, it's going to stop speeding. It's going to stop speeding. You can't even speed in those areas anyways. There's so much traffic.
Exactly.
You know, it's people that don't even – they see a camera. They're told it's for their safety. And, oh, well, it's for our safety. We just got to go with it. Somebody and with a badge.
You lived across the country. I believe you lived in Arizona and California and now Effingham. So when was the last time you've seen a kid get hit by a car in a school zone?
I mean, yeah, honestly, it's thankfully it doesn't seem to happen. You know what I mean? Like, but I know most schools don't have cameras like that, and thankfully it doesn't seem to happen. Because I think now crossing guards, you have cops at all these things, you know, cops being crossing guards, and nobody wants, you're always going to get some lunatic, but if some lunatic is going to drive through there at 55 miles an hour, you know, Thursday afternoon when kids are about, a camera ain't gonna stop them.
In Effingham, we always have a cop directing traffic,
right?
And whenever you see a cop, the natural instinct is to stop, like, okay, I don't want to get a ticket. So basically what it is taxation through citations. It's a way for the government police force to generate more revenue. What they want to do with that revenue, it's beyond me. And they say it goes to the school system. I would love to see what that money actually goes to. So we'll find out whenever they release the data.
Like you said, you know, you see that cop, you're going to – most people – well, honestly, because he's standing into the road, they're going to stop. So if somebody goes flying through there at 55 miles an hour, okay, sure, you're going to get them a citation. But they didn't stop them from going through there at 55 miles an hour. If there was a cop there – that probably would have stopped them. Now you could say, it frees them up to do other business. Didn't stop them from going through their 55, did it?
No.
You know, it's the logic behind it doesn't even make sense. I don't know if we had talked about this, but in Tucson, Pima County actually, they outlawed red light traffic cameras. They were put up for about 6 months and then it came up on the ballot and they were voted like to be outlawed. It was a referendum and they were gone, which was awesome. Not that I run red lights, but you know, it's just, we don't need these cameras surveilling everybody at all times. It's madness. No,
it is absolutely crazy. Like, how far do you want to go to feel safe? That's the real question.
So you say that, right? And it is the real question. But you look at these last 2 years, my goodness, people are willing to give up their livelihoods. I was thinking about it earlier. You know, people, and they'll do it, and they'll brag about how much they're helping, right? Mm. I stay home. I didn't go out for 2 years. I'm helping. Are you really? Mm. Are you really helping because you stayed home? And no, if you think you're helping, I'm getting on my soapbox here, but if you think you're helping by staying home for 2 years, please just stay home for the next 2 years. I got nothing for you, you know?
Right. I mean, it's absolutely crazy how people, like, I think if we're relating to COVID, I mean, it's just like, why would you want to stay inside? Like, right. There's so much, many things to do outside. Like, when COVID first came, it was like, I don't want to stay inside. I want to go outside. That's where life is happening. Like, yep. All right, you know, I stayed inside because the new Joe Exotic thing came out, but, you know, the new one's not that good. So.
Yeah. I know we got a little off track from the cameras, but it all kind of leads, you know, one thing to another. So that, but I'm hoping we got to figure it out. This is kind of a sidebar here, I guess, but we got to get that thing on the ballot, a referendum or something. I don't know how to do all that. See if we can just raise up and think about it.
Or you just need a mayor who actually is willing to stand up and just say enough is enough. And currently we don't have that. We just don't have anybody, because what you have in Guyton is people who, I mean, if you go to a city council meeting, all they do is just say yes, 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 yes on everything. It's like, all right, what do you think about, you know, raising taxes on everybody? Yes, I like that. Yes, let's do that. Yes, let's do that. All right, who seconds it? I second it. I second it. All right, boom. It's a law now. It's like, did you guys even hear that? Like, because nobody really shows up to them anymore. So, because I talk to these people, and because apparently most of the fun happened when I was in college at UGA. That's when people would, you know, I heard these things used to be jam packed, and evidently they've all died out. But I mean, now it's just like these things are just like being like cleared through like sludge, like laws are just being. All right, who agrees? I agree. All right, it's getting amended. It's like I remember the first city council meeting I went to, they were trying to pass a fence ordinance. Like, if you have a chain link fence, you can't build a chain link fence because that won't attract McDonald's to our area. I'm like, do you guys know what really? It's like, do you really know what attracts McDonald's? It's not a chain link fence. It's population.
Yeah.
And what's the medium revenue? They want to make money. McDonald's wants to make money. Guyton does not have the population to attract a McDonald's. I've got a population of, I think, like 2,500 people, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
A McDonald's is not coming to a Guyton anytime soon.
I'm surprised we have a Subway.
I know. And thank God for the Subway, because, I mean, that's all we have pretty much. And I eat there quite a bit. So I eat there so much that they know. They're like, oh, You want the footlong ham and jerky? I'm like, yes, I do. So,
heck yeah. Load it up.
load it up. So, but it's like, do you really think chain link fence are going to attract a McDonald's? It's not going to attract a McDonald's. No, but it's just like the idiocracy of these people. Like, do they not know what is going to attract a McDonald's? And it's like, no. This is like they're trying to flex their muscle.
Well, you see it a lot, and especially how do I want to say this? You see it at all levels of politics, right? But I think you really see it when people are in, I don't want to say small roles, but once they get that first taste of power, and these city council members and this mayor. They're not going any higher. They might get a county seat, but that's it. They're not going to go to the state level. These are not the people that are going to go to state. So this is the one time in their life, so they feel, and I believe this in my heart of hearts, that there are people, these people are like this. So the one time in their life where they feel they have got some sort of power, so they have to use it. Whether it's good or bad, because clearly a chain link fence isn't going to attract a McDonald's, so we can't have those. You know, there's no thought behind that at all. I don't know what, goodness, that was their excuse. I'm kind of blown. The more I think about it, I'm like, what? Who sat down and thought, you know what? First of all, we want a McDonald's. And secondly, we need to get rid of chain link fences to keep them away or to attract them.
It was crazy. I'm like, do you guys even know what attracts McDonald's? It's population and what kind of like medium income. Like, no, like I was blown away by it. And then like, there was a couple weeks ago, there was a city councilman. He was like, you know, a lot of people aren't abiding by the crosswalk signs. And how about we put a crosswalk in the middle of the road? Is that possible? I'm like thinking to myself, put a crosswalk sign in the middle of the road where cars drive. So you have the crosswalk sign and cars driving in the middle of the road. I'm like, is this guy stupid or what?
I mean, how many people use that crosswalk anyways? I presume they're talking about the ones at the one traffic circle we have.
Yeah, like the roundabout.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to put a crosswalk sign in the middle of the road, like where cars would practically be hitting the sign. I'm just like, and the chief was like, councilman, we can't put a crosswalk sign in the middle of the road, but I would have to talk to DOT and see what we could do about that. And I'm just like thinking, oh my God, this is and it goes back to your point. It's like these people are not going to go any further
with
their career in politics. So this is like their one taste of power. And this specific council member, I mean, he walks. So he's trying to do what benefits him because he walks. Right. So he wants to help crosswalks, benefits him. So while he's in office, he's going to do things that benefit him the most, crosswalks. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh my God, wow. The idiocracy of these people.
I mean, call me crazy, but what is it, 17? Is that the road, right? Or whatever it is?
I think it's 17, yeah. I'm not too.
You know, don't walk across a highway if there's cars there. That's the way life works, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've all jaywalked in our lives. Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't jaywalked, I mean, what are you doing in life, you know?
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yeah, live a little, man.
Yeah, break a law or two. Come on.
Yeah. That's crazy. So his biggest concern was to ensure that the crosswalk sign was more visible by making sure you hit it.
Yeah, making sure you hit it. Yeah. Why have liability? You should have full coverage.
So tell me about we'll hit up the mayor and then we'll go into this police business. So tell me about Russ, Mayor Russ.
Well, most of the fun actually happened while I was away. I was at UGA. Okay. But so there was a meeting, I believe back in 2020. He was elected in 2019. He ran, his main platform was honesty and transparency. He was well-liked within the community. And then he got the first taste of power. And then, you know, there was a heated exchange. And then he was just like, you know what? The citizens' input is not necessary. You know, that goes over well. And then, And then from that point on, you know, he was just digging his own grave at that point. You know, just kept on and kept on. And, you know, he was just like, the COVID hit. And he was like, all right, you know, we're going to have all these mask mandates. He ordered a mask mandate in Effingham County. I believe he was like the only city to do that. Guyton was. I'm like, wow, Guyton? That's crazy. And so to this day, I believe he's the only mayor in Effingham County to issue a mask mandate. And he still stands by it. It's still effective today. Nobody follows it. So it kind of shows you.
He doesn't even abide by it.
What?
I've been to his business. He doesn't even abide by it.
And it kind of shows you. He's kind of like the, you know, those mayors that, go to all those private dinners while the other citizens kind of have to abide by it. What was his name? Cuomo and those kind
of
people.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
So while Van Johnson was getting a hug by Cuomo, he was kind of like hoping for his hug, but never got it. He issued the mask mandate and nobody followed it. It still affects us today. And then, he issued the mask mandate and then, you know, he ran on open and honest transparency. I mean, and the guy just has been everything but, we had our own, whenever I was running for city council, I mean, we kind of butted heads a little bit, you know, I kind of gave him the nickname Dirty Dean and it really kind of stuck. And
all right. We're going to move on from Russ and, we'll jump into, though, what's going on with the police lately? You know, I've been seeing some stuff. Do you know any more about this stuff that's in the Guyton Facebook group? I haven't talked about it at all on my podcast. So whatever you know, let it out.
Yeah, but the Guyton police, I mean, I think it started back, I mean, it's over about 20 years old now, and they just had the current police chief, Beledic. I mean, great man, great police chief. I mean, top-notch dude. I mean, the guy's great, great at what he does. I mean, he has my utmost respect. The police chiefs before him, they're not there. I mean, I'm assuming they're not there for a reason. There have been some things about this guy, Coppola. He was fired, rehired, demoted, promoted. There's things out about this dude. Jessica Slonsky, believe that's how you pronounce her name. She put this article out about him. And I'm just saying, it's a real eye opener. I didn't know about it until I looked at it, and I'm just saying, I'm just going to say this because I really don't want to say too much about it because, I'll say a little, but cops are the most powerful people on the streets. I mean, they are the judge, jury, and can be the executioner, and I'll tell you this, why I don't really want to speak out about Coppola, is this guy has done some dirty stuff from this article. And I'm just saying, read the article for yourself, because I don't want to say too much. And just the comment that I said about what cops can do, that's why I don't want to speak out about it. I'm just saying, read the article. It's on Jessica Solonsky's page, the Georgia Virtue. I just don't want to say it because I live in that area, and there could possibly be retaliation. I'm just saying, he was, it's been said, he was a witness of the state. He lured teenage girls while he was 16, 17 to a sex offender's house. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to speak out much.
I didn't know it was going to take that turn. I was more talking about the, but that's interesting. I'm going to find that article and I'll reach out to Jessica and post it in the notes for this podcast. And, that's really interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Saying, it's like, I don't want to speak out too much because, you know, cops, I live in that area and cops can play, judge, jury, and executioner. And I don't want to get pulled over and just find, weed or whatever in my car that I don't have. So.
Right. And, well, so that kind of what I thought we were going to talk about, I didn't know about that, but these illegal stops in the school zones recently.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know if you knew anything about those. I don't really know much about it other than somebody has been stopping people illegally, it sounds like. And they are, I don't know if they're Effingham County or if they're Guyton police. I don't know.
Yeah. So Andy Harville, the guy that you were going to have on the week prior, but I think, I guess there was an issue about it. Mm-hmm. Somebody reached out to him and said that, a cop pulled him over and said that, you're doing this illegal thing. And the mayor of Guyton, Russ Dean, wants us to enforce this, even though it's not really against the law, but we are having to enforce this. And it was on body cam footage. And there was a bunch of open request issues. And eventually it was released. It was just this whole debacle about open request records, and Jessica Solinsky and Harville were, pushing, making this a main front issue, and, Mayor Dean denied it. It didn't put the city manager, really in a hot spot issue. I mean, she's new, and she was the one that really kind of, played a big part in my hearing. She didn't really treat it fairly. Mm-hmm. She was kind of she was the one that kind of really said, she didn't, she pretty much decided my fate before I even could make a case. So what Andy Harville and Jessica Solonsky say, I really believe what it is true. And she's one of the charged in like $1,200 for an open records. When it should, open records are what, free, I believe. So
they should be, yeah.
It shouldn't cost. I think they charged them like $100 to get it. So I mean, this whole issue. I mean, it's just they're treating their positions like monarchs. It's not like that. You know, they're elected officials. I mean, so this whole issue in Guyton, I mean, it's a complete train wreck. And, yeah, I mean, 2023 cannot come fast enough. I mean, that's when the mayor's up. We have two city council seats that are up. And we need dedicated public officials that are ready to run and win those seats back.
I agree. Did they ever say what that gentleman was? I think it was a gentleman was pulled over for.
They did, but honestly, there's been so much that's happened lately that I really don't recall what he was pulled over for. I probably should have done more research since for this podcast, but I had not.
No, it's all good. Like I've been trying to get it out of Andy and nobody's really saying, so it's kind of strange that was my concern, you know, like I didn't want to talk about it too much about a week or two ago because I didn't know anything and it doesn't seem like a whole lot more information has come out.
Yeah.
I didn't know if maybe you knew something because you're my eyes and ears around here because you're so much more familiar with the community than I am.
Yeah, I just know what was happening, and I was like, wow, you know, this is kind of a shocker. So
yeah, right.
So this is big, and you know, there's an election coming up, so you know, this could be a big story.
So all we know right now is that so somebody was pulled over. I believe it was a gentleman was pulled over by the police. I guess Guyton police. I would think.
Yeah, it was Guyton police. There's audio. There's no body cam though, which is concerning because you know, I thought all cops were supposed to have their body cam footage on. You know, I would hope they would. I mean, not only for the person's safety, but for the cop's safety. You know.
Yeah. They had it on. What was it? You just have to now pay to get it. Yeah. Isn't that what your taxes are for? Isn't that why you have the body cam? Because it's already paid for? Like, are you renting it? What's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't pay and then Rent-A-Center came and took it back?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. It's kind of a mess. And I've seen, those emails between Andy and the city manager. And, I posed the question. I said, well, what? Because they wanted to charge Andy for hours worth of work to go pull the body cam footage.
Yeah,
and I'm Andy. Like, wait a minute. The people already get paid for this. You don't. It's not like if you go to work, well, I just get paid to be here. If you actually want me to work, you're gonna have to pay more to actually work. That's not how jobs work. And these people get paid.
Yeah.
Already to do this stuff, but I guess
that's Andy ended up finding it himself, and the city manager gets paid like $75,000 to do this, and she was like, "Oh, I can't find it," and then Andy ended up finding it for her, and it was like, "You get paid $74,000 to find this stuff, and Andy, who is not employed by the city, found it for you." I'm like, "What are we?"
Oh, I didn't know he found it.
Yeah, he found it himself. And I'm just thinking, like, the city, my tax dollars pay for you to find this stuff, and you're not even finding it. It's like, so what are we paying you for, you know?
And she is pretty new, right? Like, she was just hired recently?
Yeah, she was just hired. And, somebody else is doing her job. It's not even employed by the city. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's government at its finest, right? Can't get any better than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess before we jump out of here, do you know when the next city council meeting is or county, like something like that?
The next one is February 1st. They're going to talk about the the package sales, liquor sales in Guyton. I actually had a phone call with Rustine, the mayor, today. It was a good phone call. We talked about, you know, the package sales in Guyton. I think it's going to really bring a lot of economic impact to Guyton, because Guyton's the only city in Effingham County that's going at this time that's going to allow liquor sales in the county. So you're going to have people all within the county coming to Guyton to buy liquor, whether it's Sunday when they go to a restaurant to eat, or, you know, Monday through Saturday to buy liquor. You know, they're no longer going across county lines, whether it's Bullock or Bryan or Chatham, they're coming to Guyton. So, you know, that's going to bring a lot of, you know, a lot of economic potential to Guyton, for the business owners who are able to get the license. And, you know, it was a really good phone call that we had. And, you know, I, you know, it's a good chance for, you know, everybody to work on this. And then, I see a really good potential for Guyton to, you know, make a lot of revenue off of it.
So that's February 1st. So that's Tuesday. So
yeah, this Tuesday.
Okay. Hope. Well, if this comes out by Tuesday, hopefully people can get to it real quick. I'll definitely do a good job and try and get this out before Tuesday.
Yeah. So if if it comes out by Tuesday, hopefully y'all can all come to the city council meeting and watch what happens for yourself.
And those are at the gymnasium, or where?
It's at the gymnasium by the Guyton Police Department.
Okay, so that's where those are. And tell us where the next Libertarian Pete Marty Party meeting is and when that is.
Next Libertarian Party of Effingham County takes place on the second Thursday of every month, 7 p.m. at Stoner's Pizza Joint. A really good pizza. Wings, I mean, everything you can think of, it's really good, and it's a great place to have a meeting.
And that's the one in Springfield. So with that, unless you have any other parting words, Theo, we're gonna cut this off. And you got nothing?
I have no parting words. I just want to say thank you for having me. It's been an absolute blast, and I hope I can
thanks for putting up with the insanity of me trying to figure this all this stuff out. And with that, that was Theo. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that concludes the interview with Theodore. I hope you all enjoyed it. Again, I want to apologize for the sound quality. Hopefully the next one will be better. I'm going to work on it some more. Technical issues, I'm telling you. Technology, it's great, and it can be the worst sometimes, right? But before I sign off, I want to remind you guys about the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, next to the store tab, there's an affiliate tab. And I want you to click on that affiliate tab and read about it. But essentially what it is I am affiliated with Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. And if you sign up for hosting for your website through my link, not only are you going to get a discounted rate, but you're also going to get free publicity on the podcast, the Facebook page, all the social medias. So right away, you're going to get free publicity with a discounted rate, and you're going to reach thousands of people right off the bat with your new website. And everybody should have their own website. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that affiliate tab, and definitely check it out. One more note, too, before I sign off, I want to remind you guys again that we are on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. We're on the big two, still trying to get on Spotify. I don't know what's going to go on there. Maybe if I threaten to pull my content off, I can grab some fame or something like Neil Young did there and Joni Mitchell. But nothing like that's going to happen. Still trying to get it on Spotify. When I do, y'all will know about it. But until the next time, guys, take care.